The snow, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Yeah. To look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is a carol that you sing right within your heart. And the thing that will make them ring is a carol that you sing right within your heart. Right within your
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Thanking relief organizations helping people in areas devastated by war in his Christmas message, Britain's King Charles also thanking doctors and nurses for their help with his and his daughter-in-law Princess Kate's cancer treatments.
I'm deeply grateful, too, to all those who have offered us their own kind words of sympathy and encouragement.
President Biden has signed 50 bills into law. The White House says they include laws making the bald eagle the country's official bird and one that stops members of Congress from collecting their pensions if convicted of crimes. 38 people, including the two pilots, were killed in an Azerbaijani Airlines plane crash in Kazakhstan, say officials in that country. 29 survived, some in critical condition. Officials say they suspect a bird strike causing engine failure. Neither United Airlines nor Hawaiian detectives offer many details about a dead body in the wheel well of a jetliner on Maui. This is ABC News. For many, Christmas is a time for joy and a time for cheering on your favorite NBA teams. ABC's Morgan Norwood.
The New York Knicks will host the San Antonio Spurs, led by second-year superstar Victor Wembanyama, who grew up watching in France.
The one that I remember the most was, of course, the Cavs against the Warriors.
The Minnesota Timberwolves get a rematch of last year's Western Conference Finals, facing off against the Dallas Mavericks. Then fans will get to see the NBA reigning champions, Boston Celtics, hosting the Philadelphia 76ers. Another marquee matchup, the Lakers and Warriors. The Nuggets and Suns are the final teams to earn the Christmas Day nod.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. With no grand prize winner in last night's Christmas Eve Mega Millions drawing, the jackpot for Friday's drawing is now $1.15 billion, potentially the fifth largest payout in that game's history. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on your
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon. Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles. Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on it with Bounce!
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayling. Former state senator Tim Cullen has died at age 80.
Cullen, a Democrat, served two stints in the state Senate from 1975 to 1987, and then again from 2011 to 2015. At the start of his second run in the state Senate in 2011, Cullen became a key figure in the fight against former Governor Scott Walker's Act 10 law that stripped most public employee unions of their collective bargaining rights. Cullen was among a group of Democratic state lawmakers who skipped state borders for weeks in an attempt to prevent a Senate quorum and stall a vote on Walker's divisive 2011 bill.
That's Neil Johnson. Former State Senator George Petak has died.
The Racine Republican lost a recall election after he switched his vote on a five-county sales tax to fund a Milwaukee Brewers stadium. First elected in 1990, Petak won re-election 4 years later. But in 1995, he twice voted against a proposed sales tax for the stadium that would become Miller Park. The bill passed after he switched his vote the third time it was brought to the floor. Constituents were not happy, and his loss to Democrat Kimberly Plocke flipped control of the state Senate. George Petak died on Christmas Eve Day, aged 75. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
In an interview with the Wisconsin Eye, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he'll form a Government Operation and Transparency Committee.
It's how do we drive efficiency so that the people who live in Wisconsin can afford to stay here, but also expect the services that they have come to want in a way that's much more meaningful and a way that's much more efficient.
Voss says the committee will be modeled on President-elect Donald Trump's DOGE committee led by Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly cloudy here on Christmas Day. We'll get to around 34 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, 28. Tomorrow, some scattered drizzle or showers. Mostly cloudy, 39 on Friday. Scattered rain with a high of 43. If you are paying too much for health insurance, call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. That's 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
And we are going to dive back into the conversations I had earlier this year. Hey, there is always something to learn about the innovations in agriculture. And we're here to share what we've learned with you.
From Christmas morn via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning, we'll begin with a conversation with Greg Jones from Firestone. Then it's Darren Anderson from Vive Crop Protection. Later, Craig Davison from Helena, Brent Smith from New Leaf, and Kendall Quandall from Case IH. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Chip Lowry.
My gosh, what a lineup we've got there. You know, Davis,
yeah,
those names sound very familiar to people that I talk to at Trade Talk at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City about a month ago.
Well, you know, they say history doesn't repeat, but it rhymes.
Yes.
That might be what we're finding out.
Oh, I gotcha. Sure. I gotcha. Merry Christmas, everyone. That is exactly what we are doing. Mm-hmm. We're going back to some of the conversations that I had at the NAFB convention. Like I said in the open, there is so much to learn. When we get an opportunity to have a conversation about new innovations on the input side, on the crop production side, on the crop protection side, on data management, on equipment, that's our job. We're going to bring that information to you, and looking forward to doing just that today with some of the conversations that we had at NAFB. Dude, it's Christmas morning.
It absolutely is. It is. Yes. We made it. We made it.
We did. We are here.
Christmas. Here we are.
We are here. Yeah, so when we when you think about 2024, and we can do this more at the end of the week and and even a little bit more next week.
Yeah.
But when you're thinking about 2024, what are you going to think about?
Oh, geez. I'm no good at these. You know, I think the idea of a different sort of year for the effective marketer,
Okay.
As 2024. I know that there were some people who really needed to tighten up their balance sheets a little bit, who needed to re-engage with these markets to be able to reach their goals and to, hey, in some cases, be able to farm again next year. Yeah. To me, that was a really interesting story. And hearing all of the voices come through AgriTalk, talking about the different strategies, different approaches as we're heading into what could be a difficult 2025.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Good. The drop in farm income. That's pretty doggone good. You are good at this. You want to know what I'm going to think about?
I would love to.
The absolute 100% screwed up election process.
I mean, books, my friend.
The thing is, how often do we get to live through something that will actually be in history books?
Yeah.
Do they still make history books?
I don't know.
Or do we just write it as we go?
No, I think they burn all those. Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just make it up as we go.
But here it is. I mean, we have gone through a period of time in which it will have to be documented in history books, otherwise people won't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know, it's just unbelievable the entire process from covering up the inabilities of a sitting president to waiting until the last second to change the names on the ballots to the comeback of Donald Trump, who was 45 and is going to be 47.
Yep.
Man, oh man.
Well,
history.
And looking ahead out to what would it be, 2028 is the next time we got to do this.
Yep.
What precedents, what echoes does a presidential race like this leave, and how do those manifest in the next cycle? I don't know if I'm looking forward to those manifestations or not, buddy. I don't know.
Right. I think what it suggests is there's nothing that you can't expect. These things can change. It's just been a fascinating year.
As we see President-elect Trump get ready to take the office, he has been on the move, dude. I've got a story right here if you want to talk about it right quick. We brought this up before, but President-elect Trump vowed to reassert U.S. control over the Panama Canal, criticizing its fees and China's growing influence. Panama's president pushed back, calling the sovereignty of Panama non-negotiable, adding every square meter of the canal belongs to his country, Panama. Not only on the Panama Canal, but we're also seeing efforts by the Trump administration to encourage American shipbuilding.
Yeah.
We had some numbers on the show yesterday. We are desperately behind in the number of seaborne vessels
that
the United States floats. And so a couple of maritime concerns there for the Trump administration.
Yeah. And here's the deal. When the U.S. turned over the Panama Canal to Panama, I haven't gone and looked at all of the everything that was in that agreement, but there had to be. We sold it for a buck. Mm-hmm. There had to be some concessions in that agreement that would favor the United States forever. And I don't think we're seeing that. So it'll be an interesting conversation as we make our way through 25.
Yeah. There's also the question of USMCA, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Now, a dispute panel ruled that Mexico did violate its commitments under USMCA by issuing a decree basically banning genetically modified corn imports. That was early in 2023. The dispute panel has found in favor of the U.S., called a crucial win for American corn growers. Claudia Sheinbaum isn't happy with it. She says she will seek to prohibit the planting of GM corn in her country through a reform to the Constitution in 2025. One of the other things that we've talked about with an incoming Trump administration is the renegotiation of USMCA.
Right. But Sheinbaum does not, it is not expected that Mexico is going to appeal the decision. they're going to abide by the decision and allow the imports of the GMO corn. Just they're not going to allow the production of it. Yeah. So that's a bit of an interesting twist. And here we go. You know, we've got July, I think it's July of 26. So we're about 18 months away from the evaluation of USMCA.
Okay. And here's one, too. We should expect more cabinet-level departures from the Biden administration here in the coming weeks, obviously. But EPA Administrator Michael Regan announced his resignation. That's effective December 31st. Why that's important to me, Chip, is because for his entire tenure, I can never remember. Is it Regan? Is it Reagan? Is it Reagan? Somewhere in between.
It's Reagan.
I don't know. But he's resigned now, and maybe I won't have to worry about it again here. Your thoughts.
Yeah, well, the one thing about the Biden EPA is they were stingy with the small refinery exemptions.
Yeah.
You go back to the Trump administration, and that was not the case. So it is going to be very interesting to see how the new Trump administration handles those requests, because there's going to be a ton of them, I'll guarantee that.
Indeed.
All right, Merry Christmas, everyone, from me, from Davis, from Big Apple Joe. We've got some conversations coming from NAFB next here on AgriTalk.
You need proven solutions built for specific agronomic needs, supported by millions of data points, like countless wind tunnel trials and decades of answer plot research. Solutions you can rely on for stronger emergence, greater leaf coverage, and more. Contact your local Winfield United retailer to unlock the full potential of every field by taking a whole acre approach with crop protection solutions built for success, built for you.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shot. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at GetMyFluShot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Want to get smarter and have some?
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731. Copyright 2019. All rights reserved.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Winfield United. Deliver a 5.7 bushel per acre average yield increase in corn and 3.7 bushels per acre in wheat compared to fungicide alone. Masterlock Adjuvant. Built for it. Learn more at WinfieldUnited.com. Have a
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad you're with us. We are at Trade Talk at NAFB convention down in Kansas City. Had a chance to talk with Greg Jones, Global Field Engineering Manager at Firestone. Greg, it's good to talk to you.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure to be here. Pleasure to talk to you.
All right. I have a conversation with Firestone like every year down here, and I always walk away from it just amazed at the amount of technology that is involved in putting together the tire. I mean, this is a whole lot different than what it used to be in the technology in tires, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I don't know that people really think about the technology that goes into a tire. Basically, from the standpoint of using standard tires or versus the IFVF tires that have advanced deflection design, and they just, you know, understanding that, there's a lot of technology in that that gives you a lot of different things, and we can discuss those.
Yeah. See, they don't think about the technology that goes into a tire, but they have specific results that they want from that tire. They want the torque to get to the ground. They want to avoid compaction, and it all takes a lot of work in figuring out how to make that happen.
Right. Okay, and that's you hit on something, compaction. That advanced deflection design, those IF, those VF tires, what they're doing is they're basically allowing you to run at a lower pressure. That's what's giving you that optimum footprint, or to be real common, that's just that area that's contacting the soil. So when you can optimize that, that's when you're spreading out that load over a larger surface area. And when you do that, you reduce the compaction, but you also gain traction. So there's a lot of things that you get from that that deflection. Now, a standard tire doesn't give you that, but one of these tires will give you that. So that's something to consider when you're buying tires.
Yeah, no doubt. So it's almost like you go in there and you get a prescription filled when you're selecting these tires, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think really anybody selling tires should ask the customer, what are you going to be doing with this?
Yeah.
Because they need to understand, if you're in a situation where you're concerned about compaction, then that's something he can talk to you about. If you're not concerned about that and you're just going to do a rip tillage, then that's maybe something that, you know, you don't need that prescription, as you said.
Right. Excellent. The other thing that everybody wants a tire to do is to stay inflated and to keep them up and running. And that's got to be a big part of what goes into these tires, too.
Absolutely. And all the Firestone clinics and the Firestone universities, we talk about proper tractor setup.
Yeah.
And that's key, because it's understanding how you're going to use this tractor. Because let's be honest, when somebody buys a tractor, they don't buy it for just one thing like a combine.
Right.
It has to be a multi-purpose type. In the fall, it may be pulling a grain cart. In the spring, it's doing some type of tillage or cultivation. Then also it's doing planting. But as you change that course of work, you have to consider, what air pressure should I be running in my tires to be able to use this, because those planters are heavy.
Yeah.
So we have to inflate those rear tires to be able to carry that load. Or in the fall, when you're pulling the grain cart, you don't have to have the same pressure you have for planting. So it's all, there's a lot you have to consider in that.
Yeah.
when you're working with these tires and understanding them.
Well, and you want them to last. You want them to last more than a season or two when you make the investment in these new tires.
Oh, absolutely. So I think, you know, just making sure you're checking those air pressures, making sure you're setting what it is for doing the prop, the application that you're doing, that's going to be critical. So just being able to set the pressure to carry the load is going to protect those tires and make them last. And then when they last, that gives you more work, and you're not having that downtime in the field because a tire failed on you right when you need it.
Right. Okay. You got to get those tractors from one field to the other. And I've seen some of them, you know, go down the road, and they're just bouncing like crazy. I mean, that's part of the consideration here, too. You got to get rid of that, right?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, it's
comfortable ride is better than a bad one.
The today's equipment, they do a lot more roading with it. We recognize that, and that's the technology that we understand. Okay, am I trying to get traction? Am I trying to get that less compaction in the field, or am I going to be on the road? Because that's two different discussions with the customer.
Right.
Because roading is a completely different angle on the bars and the just the geometry of the tread.
Yep.
To be able to road and do that comfortably.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, last question here for you. What's new in 2025? What should guys be looking for in a Firestone tire?
Well, for Firestone, we're still big believers of the 23 degree. That's going to be our main traction tire for the rears. For the fronts on those big 8Rs, that's still going to be the 45 degree max traction. That's going to give them the best combination. We did launch about 2 months ago our Bridgestone line. It's been big in Europe, and that's where that roading comes in, because they do a lot of roading in Europe. So the Bridgestone three lines that we brought in, those are going to be real critical for those applications. But that's the technology bringing in. That Bridgestone line is going to have some of the advanced stuff that I talked to you about, which is that triple compound defense. It's got involuted design for more surface area and traction. But it's got a lot of things built into that product to help the customer's needs.
Outstanding. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
All right, that is Greg Jones, Global Field Engineering Manager at Firestone. Joining us now, Darren Anderson, co-founder at Vive Crop Protection. Darren, welcome to AgriTalk.
Thank you for having me.
All right, tell me about Vive.
So what we're doing is we're building the highest velocity commercialization engine in agriculture. And what that means is we're innovating faster than we think anyone else. And just to give you a sense of what that means, we have 30 new pesticide products we're launching between 2026 and 2030.
Holy smokes. And these products are all designed to...
It varies.
Okay.
So we have a core technology that helps us take existing active ingredients, trusted active ingredients that the farmers have been using for years, and help those products be used in new ways. And so that can include being able to apply these products with a fertilizer for either an in-furrow application or a foliar feed. It can include products that are optimized to be used in pivot irrigation for chemigation applications, optimized foliar performance. It's all about getting the most out of the active ingredient that you're buying from your dealer.
Okay, I'm not asking you to give away the world's secrets or anything. How?
So we use a technology called nanotechnology.
Okay.
And what that means is that's the science of things that are really, really, really small. So like 1/10,000th the size of a human hair. And it turns out that the performance of an active ingredient is all controlled by how they behave at that really, really small scale. So how do they interact with the leaf surface at that microscopic level? How do they interact with the fertilizer at a microscopic level? And we've developed 280,000 hours of what we call nano know-how around understanding and controlling that interaction, which allows us to optimize the performance and make products that are better in the tank, in the jug, on the leaf, on the seed, and on the soil.
So you're not talking about changing what producers are using. You're talking about making what producers are using better at what it's supposed to do.
That's bang on. That's exactly what we're doing.
So the return on something like this, it starts to mount up pretty quick, I would imagine.
That's exactly right. Our products are all priced competitively, and we're really looking to drive more dollars into a farmer's pocket as quickly as possible. So some of our products work better at lower use rates. Some of our products are more effective, can be used in new ways to increase yields, increase productivity. And some of our products are designed to just be easier to use so that a farmer can get their job done and spend more time with their family.
Okay, with that many things in the pipeline, I can't imagine that you've got a favorite, but what's your favorite?
All my children are my favorite, right? No, I would actually say one of my favorites, we've got a product that is under development for soybean market for a major issue for soybean farmers, but I can't talk about it yet, so come back next year.
Okay, I'll do that. Now, the product, how is it available?
So all of our products are sold through traditional retail and distribution.
Okay. Okay.
So nothing special there. Most of the big dealers will have what we sell. And if you're looking for a dealer, you can check us out, www.vivecrop.com, and you can find a dealer.
Fantastic. Making products work better. I love it.
Well, I mean, there isn't a lot of innovation happening right now, right? Like, the last new herbicide mode of action was 30 years ago. It's harder and harder to get new active ingredients through the regulatory system. And so our question has been, how do you help farmers with new tools then? And it has to be about doing more with what we already have. And that's really where we're specializing as a company.
Solid. Solid. Love it. Darren, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Darren Anderson, co-founder of Vive Crop Protection.
Interesting stuff there. Okay. Up next, we are going to learn what is in the pipeline at Helena Ag, and we'll learn what is happening at New Leaf. That's next on this Christmas Day edition of AgriTalk.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revitec fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
GHX is changing the entire seed experience to maximize your yield potential. And we have the numbers to prove it. Across 11 trials in Wisconsin, new GO3-UOAD brand out-yielded DeKalb DKC5218 by an 11.2 bushel per acre average in 2024. Get more local yield results at goldenharvestseeds.com/cornyield. /connect.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Hey, this is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. When you start to think about planting roots and building your foundation for spring, fertilizing crops is like putting money in the bank. You put dollars or pounds in, but are your investments paying you interest? Or does it seem like you only get out what you put in, or even less? Soil health and living biology are the ticket to unlocking the next bushel. Farming for Biology takes a customized approach. Let my team help create your soil health strategy. Check out our website or give us a call today.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. We're down at Trade Talk at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, and I'm learning about all kinds of new things. Craig Davidson is the product manager for Helena Agri Products. He's based out in Nebraska. Craig, welcome to AgriTalk.
Hey, good to see you too, Chip.
All right. Tell me about Nebraska this year.
Yeah, so Nebraska had quite the cropping year. Started off more moisture than we're used to. Got pretty dry late, but in talking with the growers across my geography, not setting any records, but pleasantly surprised with the level of yields they had considering the dry conditions we had late. Yeah. So some silver lining in that news for sure.
What'd you learn about how Helena products are performing?
Yeah, so we saw a lot of great performance. One of the big struggles, not just in 2024, but for the past 3 or 4 years, has been good weed control.
Yeah.
You know, all of these small-seeded broadleaves are getting more difficult to kill, and so we always want to include the right adjuvant in there. And the right adjuvant in this day and age is kind of the difference between having good control and not having good control.
Right. And the weather and the timing of everything. Because when we go through there the third week of August on Crop Tour, every